This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it was a nice run. Congratulations to my adopted team, Croatia, second place in the World Cup. They lost 4-2 to France. The Frenchies. They won on the foot or speed of a 19-year-old. So much for youth, right? They still got it going on, man. The energy and speed there. Super Don, are you excited that the French team won this year?
Totally. I could not imagine some of the great touchdowns that they made this year. It was great.
Oh, the wrong kind of football, of course.
Oh,
Super D.
Sorry.
Anyway, hats off to our friends in Croatia that listened to the show. We enjoyed their run. It was a great couple of weeks, few weeks of soccer, as we say here in the United States. But football, they say, in the United Kingdom. The UK took fourth in the World Cup. I guess you can't complain too badly, although Croatia beats you. But we're going to pile on. Yeah, we got a lot of fans in the United Kingdom, but maybe not after today, because we're going to the United Kingdom just like Trump did. Not really physically. I'd like to. I love going to England, but we're not planning on a travel trip there. But apparently Trump upset a few British snowflakes over the course of his visit. Man, Donald Trump, you can't walk. What do they call it? Walk softly, carry a big stick. He's not walking softly anywhere he goes, Trump. And as we dive into our friend's kind of healthcare system, United Kingdom, socialized medicine, National Health Service, NHS, Donald Trump was there. And before we get into the NHS, if we can get to the NHS after this, apparently he sat in Winston Churchill's chair.
And dun, some, dun, dun.
I know, yeah. So it's like, wait, you know, Donald Trump is like a huge... huge fan of Winston Churchill. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, let's have dinner there and, you know, to honor Trump being there to visit the United Kingdom. And, you know, I don't know. Again, we're not there to know. Is it 90% of UK people, the Brits, didn't like this? Or is it just like the people that hate Trump? No matter what he did, if he stood behind it and took a picture, oh, how he just tarnished the legacy of yeah, come on, really? Do you want... We had our own sort of Neville Chamberlain in Barack Obama, and now we got, yeah, you know, a tough guy in the White House who's willing to, you know, carry that big stick and use it if need be, and telling our friends and enemies alike that, you know, we're back. But I guess the Brits, some of them anyway, melting mm-hmm. like the snowflakes they are amidst global warming.
Well, you know, this is coming from the Mirror. And Drudge was calling this a tabloid. I don't know. Is the Mirror considered a tabloid? Maybe it is. I'm not, I don't, maybe somebody from the UK can clarify, but
it's a mix.
Sub-headline here kind of says it all. It says here, you insult our country, attack our NHS, embarrass our queen, undermine our, in quotes, special relationship, humiliate our prime minister, and then smugly pose in Winston Churchill's armchair.
Wow. They didn't leave anything out, did they?
Man, are we supposed to feel guilty here? I think this is just like a regular day for Donald Trump, isn't it?
It is. It's a standard day for Trump. And listen, I'm going to say, too, again, I sense, and I could be wrong about our UK health radio fans, that they're probably not as upset about this than the article in the Mirror. I just don't think so. And if you are, I'm going to do something totally politically incorrect and say, man up. This is, he sat in a chair, right? And you know, we talk about political saviors. There are no political saviors. Donald Trump's not a political savior any more than Barack Obama was for the left. Stop looking at, you know, one individual to save everybody. You've got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, figure this thing out. Now, in terms of Neville Chamberlain versus Winston Churchill, I don't think there's a contest there, quite honestly. But in terms of Trump insulting, you know, this is Trump. This is what he does. He's shaking up the elite establishment globalist world order, and that part of him we do appreciate here on the United States and occasionally World of Health Talk Radio.
And a lot of the hubbub here with the embarrassing our queen thing, I mean, all I've seen so far is that there was one instance where he accidentally stepped
in her way.
Front of the queen. Oh, my God, you stepped in front of the queen. You know, I guess that's a no-no.
I don't know, but, you know, we're Americans. We're Americans.
And let's just keep also and put in perspective here. This is the country that allowed some nutball to float some giant balloon of a baby Trump.
Well, see, the other thing that I've seen, some people are upset by that Melania and the First Lady and Donald Trump did not bow to the Queen.
Right. I thought we stopped doing that in 1776.
Right. I think that was the point. We are no longer under the crown. All right? You guys can have your king and queen or whatever. That's fine. I'm just not interested in having a king or queen. Unfortunately, many Americans are, and they thought it was Obama. And at this point, it's the bureaucratic oligarchy that supersedes any president coming in here. Now, let's transition to healthcare. And y'all on UK Health Radio, you can send your fan mail or hate mail. We want to hear from you on this particular subject. What was your perspective for reals? Not what we heard from the Mirror, okay? What about your healthcare system? I played a clip before we went live on the air for our YouTube audience. And it was a commentary he did about an article, this is many years ago now, about healthcare getting a D in America. The healthcare system gets a D. Now, of course, the argument for those that write articles like that is like, well, if only we had what we put more money into healthcare, everything would be okay. But how's that working out for you at NHS in the United Kingdom? That's a socialized medical system that's been around for many decades. And according to Fortune magazine, it's teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, as, of course, any socialized system would. Now, a lot of people like it because they don't have to pay, right? No pay, no pay. It's free. Everything's free. It's like, are you a little two-year-old? Do you not understand the concept that there is no such thing as a free lunch? Apparently, those who believe in socialism haven't figured that out. They are infantile in their maturity level when it comes to economics. Now, you might decide, well, that's the price that we want to pay for our system. That's why, other than acknowledging good, bad, or ugly, just my perspective on the socialized system at NHS. My wife grew up in England for a number of years, saw it firsthand. I've got a friend who I texted this morning who's a doctor at NHS. And she's like, well, yeah, England chose that path. They did. But the idea that you could trade liberty for security and get more of either, you get less of both. Now, you may elect that decision in your country. You can do that. In America, that is an aberrant idea to go into socialized medicine, although the political left in America have said, you know, that's what we want. All right, check out Venezuela. Go to England. Go to Canada and see how care is rationed because you perceive that health care should be free, that it is a right. And if health care is a right, that means you could take the government gun and force your doctor or the doctor of your choice to care for you, whether you pay them or not, because it's your right. But of course it's not your right, because any right that violates the rights of somebody else's self-determination can't be, by definition, a right. They've converted this concept of healthcare, which is disease management, disease creation, into not only healthcare, which it is not, but into a right, which it is not. Now, you've got a tax burden to pay for, right? To pay for socialized medicine. 30, 40, 50, 60%. What is the tax burden? They say it's pretty darn high in England right now, according to this article in Fortune magazine. And y'all on UK Health Radio, you can challenge me on this. I am not a definitive expert on NHS, but I would be closer to being considered an expert on health freedom. And a socialized system does not health freedom make. In fact, the opposite. Where's the freedom to choose homeopathy? You've got skeptics in Great Britain trying to limit or eliminate the ability to pay for anything besides allopathic pharmaceutical interventions. What about all of those Brits that like homeopathy? You might not believe it. What about them? You care about them? No, no, we can't have freedom. That could undermine the system, which what? Steals money from a bunch of people, redirects it to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and delivers a crappier version to everybody else. Now, when you start socializing it, you can't pay doctors what doctors feel that they're worth. Maybe they are. They're skilled surgeons. They're worth every penny when you use them and need them, and they save your life. But in a socialized system, that compensation is capped. So those doctors go, you know, I don't want to be a doctor here. If I really want to work hard and earn and do well economically for the investment I've made, I'll go somewhere that'll pay me what I believe I'm worth. And if you can, you go. And so what happened is that in the NHS history, apparently they scoured India, Pakistan, other areas of the country for doctors that would come in and work for low pay. Isn't that interesting? How does it go? Protect your doctors or import doctors from cheaper labor forces from around the world? This is the cost of socialized medicine. You're going to pull it down. You're going to bring it down to the average. Now, in America, no great shakes because we don't have health freedom here. We are still dealing with a disastrous system that perceives that the only way to fix the system is to throw more money at it. And of course, within that framework of the Western medical monopoly that is not technically socialized for the most part here in America, it still exists in an artificial reality. It is not subject to market forces. So excellence doesn't rise to the top. Costs do not come down with efficiency increasing, except in areas where there's the least amount of government involvement, if we talk about ophthalmology. Advances in eye surgeries, for instance. Things that Senator Rand Paul does. Not subject to the same socialized thought form. And they've actually brought the price of those interventions down. Technology has increased and outcomes apparently are better. I'm not an expert in that either. But the reality is prices went down, efficiency went up. Now people can afford out of pocket, except the poorest among us, to have these eye surgeries. Whereas if the socialized, well, system that it is not, healthcare. Let me just think for a moment. All right, let's go to cell phones, because we're going to talk about cell phones later. If cell phones were socialized, they'd be as big as a house, and they would cost £250,000 or dollars. Rather than the innovation and free market, they're little tiny, and everybody pretty much has them, even in third world countries. How interesting is that? Although the radiation you get from them might not be good for you either. All right, folks, tax-deductible gems next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you want to go to a gym in the United States, for those of you who are U.S. taxpayers, it might get a little cheaper. That's right. The gym industry of America, whatever that is called. You know, everybody's got their own little group that lobbies for stuff. And because there's such a large centralized bureaucracy in the United States, everybody wants to say, hey, how do I get a piece of that U.S. taxpayer pie? You go to Congress and you go, hey, you know what? This would be a great way to get Americans healthier. We got all these gyms out here and not enough people are going to them. Right? Free market for gyms. It's actually quite inexpensive to go to if you're in a city with a lot of gyms. I mean, like $10 a month. They've got deals all over the place, right? But that's not good enough. We've got to social engineer you into joining a gym. How are we going to do that? We're going to petition the Congress to give tax incentives to join gyms. Social engineering your way into a gym that becomes tax deductible, and guess what? Who benefits? All the gyms in the United States that qualify. Although, you know, with social engineering as it goes, they're going to say, in order for this to work, you're going to have to get a prescription from your doctor. Now, there is a limited deductibility based on that, interestingly enough. If a licensed doctor, Dunderhead from the police medical state, says you need a gym to lose weight, they can write a script for it and you can get a deduction for that. But what they want to open it wide. Now, Super Don, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. I'm going to let you say it. But yeah, Yes, you yes, do. Yes. Do I want more people to go to the gym? Well, actually, no, I want more people out in their garden exercising, but go ahead. What do you think about that?
Shush. Look, I understand what you're saying from a principled standpoint.
What other standpoint is there?
I agree with you. Well, there could be all kinds of different standpoints. An unprincipled standpoint,
there could be only one.
Right? That's right. So, look, here's the way I look at it. You know, obviously, we've talked about before the problems with the tax system, the IRS. It sucks. You know, I can remember the days when we had Ron Paul talking about, let's just get rid of it, right? We don't need it. You know, it shouldn't be there anyway. I get that, but it's there. And until if and when the day comes that we can get rid of that and go back to something that makes a lot more sense, we're stuck with it, okay?
Yeah.
So, based on that, should we have a problem with there being an opportunity for someone to be motivated to go out and exercise who may not be, if it were not for the fact that they could get a tax deduction and pay a little bit less tax? I mean, look, any opportunity that we've got to pay less taxes, right, I think is a good thing, right?
Super done, though. Think about this. Again, you might not be in an area where you got 100 gyms competing for your business, but if you are...
Two or three.
Right, but if you are, the only people that can't afford to go to a gym already don't pay taxes. I mean, they're getting money back every year, earned income tax credit, things like that. So if they're saying this is actually good for the wealthy people, they're going to get to cut off a little bit of their
tax. You know what, though, Robert? I look at it, it's good for people. Mm-hmm. Poor, wealthy, middle class... Advantage, disadvantage, people, because people need to be healthy, and people listen to this show. Let's not put them in a group.
Let's promote tax deductions for organic non-GMO food then, because we want people healthy, right?
Okay.
Why not go all the way?
Wouldn't that then be just as wrong as giving a tax deduction for a gym by your logic that it's something that is social engineering people into eating right?
Absolutely, it's right. But the point is,
so you can't use that as an example then, because you just contradicted yourself.
No, it would counteract the subsidies granted to genetically engineered biotech. Genetically engineered biotech industry. Now they're calling this the Personal Health Investment Today Bill, right? The FIT Act. They always have an acronym, PHIT Act. And I don't think that's the right thing, because again, we're moving more.
PHIT?
Yes, FIT. PHIT.
Oh,
yeah.
FIT. Okay.
FIT,
instead of fat. All right.
Right. FIT Act. But I think what they should really call it, the Socialized Health Investment Today Act. But I can't tell you what that acronym stands for, because I think it's garbage. Stop with the social engineering through the tax code. Allow people to keep their money.
Is it shucks?
Yeah, aw shucks.
Shikaka?
Nikes. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on.
Chicago!
On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got a comment originating from Taiwan through Washington State to the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Super Don.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Robert Scott, the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, next hour, if he shows up, he will. He's from Ireland, Michael Beatty. He's going to be joining us with a new documentary film, Faith, Hope, and Cancer. And I'm in it. That's not the only reason. I'd have it on anyway, because he's a great guy and they're doing great work in bringing, let's say, that spirituality concept back into healthcare and healing, especially from devastating diseases like cancer, that people can heal with the hope, the faith, more so than the chemo, in my opinion. But we'll get to that next hour. Yes, and my wife said, just in case anybody heard that, Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Okay, we know.
So confusing.
I know. So we have also, last week, Ty was in Taiwan. He was riding down the highway on a bus, and he got through, and we did the show, half the show of Outside the Box last week. This week, I'm not sure if he's going to be in Malaysia or Philippines or Singapore. I think right now he's in Singapore. But last week, he was indeed in Taiwan. And this is where we need to go right now because our listeners demand it. And that's just what we do.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this comment's coming from Chewin. I hope I pronounced it properly. I think I did, but she says, this is Chewin. I'm a she. I remember from last time. We're pretty sure.
She reminds you every time.
But it's good because, you know, nowadays with gender fluidity, she could identify some way else. So we got to know this, right?
That's right.
Although there's still only two genders. All right, now we've lost our...
Sorry, you're obviously bigoted.
What? Bigoted,
I guess, right? Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that, but I'm going to carry on with the comment. Chewin says she's from Taiwan, where Tai was and probably still is now. Well, I think he's in Singapore. I just saw pictures of them arriving in Singapore. Chewin says, I came here more than 20 years ago legally, meaning the United States. My name means spring. Oh, that's a great name, Chewin. I always liked the name. And now that I know it means spring, it's even better. My dad escaped communism in 1949 and went to Taiwan with three of his siblings when he was a teen. They must have escaped China at that point then, go to Taiwan. He met my mom there. He told me a story about my grandfather who I never met. When my grandfather was a teen, Chewin says, he was an apprentice at a Chinese medicine shop. All right, I'm going to pause here for a moment because... you don't hear about that anymore, right? Master-apprentice relationships. How do people learn about thousands of years of medicine? By going to a watered-down medical school where they direct you to learn about pharmaceutical pseudoscience that's only 100 years old? Or do you learn from teachers who have passed down, you know, generation after generation after generation, tribal knowledge about medicine, about ancient modalities, and applying them today? And that's exactly what she's saying. Her grandfather was a teen. He was an apprentice at a Chinese medicine shop. Early 20th century. All right, so early 1900s. He learned how to formulate different Chinese medicines for different diseases. One year, the mayor of the town was very sick. None of the doctors could cure him. Chewin says her grandfather volunteered to help him. Eventually, the mayor was cured. He was so happy that he had a parade all over town for my grandfather. This is, you know, this is the kind of thing, I hear this in a context of history, right? In Taiwan, Chinese medicine, apprentice, the mayor of a small town, sick, nobody helps them, doctors can't do it. An herbalist, a medicine man, heals them. Then, of course, because you have a person in a high place of influence within any given governmental structure, suddenly everybody knows about it. They throw them a party, a parade. Now, we're seeing that return in America because all of the emphasis is on modern medicine, officially licensed, sanctioned doctors, vaccinations, antibiotics, drugs, etc. And so many people now are being harmed by the officially sanctioned medicine, if we just look at vaccination, that now it becomes a human-to-human connection despite all of the naysayers about natural medicine, herbal medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathic medicine. Because they dominate the media. They dominate the government power structure. They certainly dominate the business of disease. But it can't be contained. Any more than throughout history, it couldn't be contained. And so we're on the verge of another evolution, revolution, back to natural medicine. We are in the midst of it, folks. And Chewin's story is a great story to bring up right now, as some of you are lost a little bit and going, how are we ever going to win this thing? We don't have the numbers, we don't have the money, we don't have the government, we don't have the media. But I think we have the numbers. But very much like the cartoon that Super Don loves so much, of all the people on this big old plank they're standing on with the politician over the edge of the cliff with his podium, just blabbering away, all the people have to do is step off the plank, the politician goes bye-bye. All you have to do, and sort of like this taxpayer argument that Super Don was making, #walk away. This is more of, I would call it a waking dream. divinely inspired, spiritual messages from deep within or high above. It's not just about walking away from the Democrat Party. It's about walking away from oppression and suppression and stepping into your birthright in freedom, in liberty, in health freedom, in healing liberty, and becoming the teacher or becoming the student, becoming the master, becoming the apprentice, to become the master, to then bring on apprentices and pass on the knowledge that has been eliminated due to massive, watered-down, Flexner Report-inspired education, dumbing down of the dunderheaded, degreed masses. This didn't happen by accident. Now, Chewin has a question. She says she was diagnosed with epilepsy 4 years ago. She didn't know what caused it, but could it be, she asked, the vaccine she got in 2005 when she was ignorant about vaccine danger. Now, if you're diagnosed 4 years ago, that's 2014. It's 2018. I can't believe it's 2018 already. So 2014, that would have been a lot of years after. 8 years after, 9 years after you got the vaccine. So not likely that that was the straw that broke the camel's back, although it could contribute. Question is, what might have disrupted your gut unless you had a known head injury creating seizure activity, abnormal electrical activity in the brain? My question is, what could have resulted in a downward spiral to the point where seizure activity became manifest, right, in your body? If not that one vaccine all those years ago, what things have you been exposed to environmentally or otherwise? Antibiotic use inclusive. Genetically engineered ingredients inclusive. Glyphosate-soaked foods inclusive. All of these things that disrupt the integrity of the gastrointestinal lining and the home for the microbiome, because the gut-brain connection is real, the electrical activity really starting in the gut, not necessarily the brain. Now, that you're on the CBD is great. You're not telling me how you're doing, but you say you would hope to get off of medication someday. I don't know that you've reduced it or anything. Chewin says she has insurance from her employer, but they don't cover CBD, even though it's legal in Washington, right? Fortunately, CBD Sciences has made the CBD much more affordable than it was before. And it'll only get more affordable as we grow more in this country. But your question about epilepsy, unless it was a head injury scenario, goes to the gut. Goes to essential fatty acids. Goes to healing the gut. And Chewin, I don't know if you've done the Silver Aloe Protocol to restore integrity to the gastrointestinal lining. Heal it and then replenish the good microbiome. I would encourage you to look into that, and then some homeopathic remedies we could talk about at another time. Chewin says she has insurance from her employee, but they don't cover it. That's right. If they did cover it, it would probably be corrupted, or it would be a drug. I don't understand why employers don't include holistic treatments, which cost less when they're the ones that have to pay. That is a very good question, Chewin. They would save so much money, and I think eventually it comes down to what is the willingness of the people to buy their product if they're not forced to buy it, like under Obamacare, that they will have to adapt and say, we want to cover things that our customers or customers-to-be actually want and use, and then to somehow make that in. I still don't believe third party should intervene in what you and your doctor, whatever kind of doctor you decide to go to, decide is right for you. Allow the free market to make it available, and it will be much less expensive and probably of higher quality. This is not me arguing for anarchy, although my concept of anarchy may be different than yours, because anarchy is technically self-rule. But many of you believe that nobody is capable of self-rule. That's why you need a strong government to direct you in your daily lives. But if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I feel that you're not among those people. Chewin, and I know you came from a background, communism in the history, even though you as a younger person maybe not lived under it in Taiwan and now here in America, and probably can see through the Democrat leftist calls for basic forms of socialism leading to communism and totalitarianism, which we already have in modern medicine. Love your show, Chewin says. Looking forward to hear from you in Super Don Online. And Chewin, I thank you for taking the time to write in a fascinating commentary with a little bit of questioning toward the end there. And by the way, Super Don, I asked Ty if he did this. He hasn't gotten back to me yet, but apparently there's a restaurant in Taiwan with a very special name. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, apparently in Taiwan, they've got a restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is Super Don.
Super Don! I want to go. If I'm going to Taiwan, it's on Facebook. Did you link it up? Is it in the notes?
Yeah, it's in the notes. It's in the question that Chewin sent in.
That's great.
It's a Facebook link to their Facebook page. And so if you click on it, it takes you, and it's got like this cool picture. I don't know what this is a picture of exactly.
This could be your new symbol, Super Don.
Super Don. It's kind of a menacing looking.
We need to get you a T-shirt with that on there. It's got
that
Chinese
on there,
kind of,
where it says
kind of symbols.
Don.
Maybe Chewin can read that. Chewin, if you can read that, it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Super Don has his own restaurant. Maybe you should be getting royalties. Write it down.
I should contact them. So look, if you go to the Facebook page and you scroll down, you can't really make out what they're saying because it's all written
in Chinese or something like that.
But Facebook has this little thing. You can click translation, and it'll translate it for you.
Yeah.
And so, like, the very first post there, it's translated to, "Dear guests, the Explosions Takeaway Rice Store is available every Sunday."
Wow. You're explosive, too. I hope that's right. Gastrointestinally. I hope
it means exploding rice.
I hope the flavors are explosive. By the way, there's an article here about 9 out of 10 popular cell phone models exceed regulatory limits for radiation. Listen, don't wait around. Go check out the Key Home technology and the Key Me, QIME technology over at Synergy Science. Go to robertswater.com. Check it out. Get it for yourself. Protect yourself from harmful cell phone radiation and radiation at home or wherever you are. When we come back, global warming and stupidity and air conditioning.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours today, 6 days a week on GCN. We are broadcasting live most of the time. And we have iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and also Real.Video. More and more videos being uploaded there. Our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, putting together an option that will not censor conservatives, holistic healing people, people who don't vaccinate, things like that. And that's why we like to be part of that as well. We have updated the upcoming events. This week coming up, Columbus, Ohio, Belleville, Ohio, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got events there, and there's more we'll talk about a little later in the show. We're going to go to Ireland for a guest next hour as we talk about hope, faith, or faith, hope, and cancer. And we've already done tax-deductible gyms, and Superdon and I had our debate about it. What do you think? Let us know. Questions or comments, you could submit them live on YouTube or at our website, robertscottbell.com, or you follow us on Twitter and Facebook as long as we don't get censored there. Now, I have kind of not been nice to people who believe in global warming because I'm just annoyed that they won't use the brains that God may have granted them. And, of course, that upsets a lot of people that do listen to the show because, you know, a lot of people that are environmentally conscious to some degree or focused on, you know, concern for the environment, which we have, I have, definitely, they tend to gravitate, not all, but toward natural medicine. So they might be fans of the show, and then they get upset with me because I'm not on board with, it's global warming. Of course, they have already changed the term to climate change, and I keep talking. In fact, I talked to an avowed Marxist the other day. I forget how we connected on an issue. I think she had maybe a silver question or something. And, you know, like, you're going into global warming. I was like, if Al Gore had talked about toxins and poisons, he would have a great argument. Who would have beaten that? And she's like, oh, you know, they don't want to hear it. They've got their ideas. But here we have, it's just a dichotomy. Because who wants to live when it's 110 degrees and humid inside your house? So if you're living in most places around the world that have it, air conditioners, you use it. Now, I use it as little as possible because I don't like being cold. So in the summer, ours are set at 79 or 80 degrees. People are like, man, that's crazy. How do you live with that? I'm like, just enough to take the humidity out of the air. And, okay, everybody's got it. Some people do 68, 65. I've been in houses where I got to wear sweaters. But it's probably a good idea if you want to maintain your intelligence to be a little chill inside the house. Headline reads, you got this. People living without air conditioning get stupider during heat waves.
What a nice way to put it.
Yeah, I didn't say it. I just read it. So they're going to come after me. Did you hear what Robert Scott Bell said? Called stupid, right? No, read the headline. Yep. Yeah, you like this one, Superdome.
It's science. Yeah. It's science, and it just shows that you know, people with an extreme heat, things slow down. Well, yeah, listen, this article, the way it's written, they do it in kind of a funny way. Mm-hmm. People are dim-witted, and I probably wouldn't use that particular term, but, you know, they're just trying to be funnier a little bit. But it's true. I mean, I guess in extreme heat, it caused people to slow down cognitively, which would be the nice way to put it. So
listen, I get that. So, I mean, if you're in extreme heat, you're like putting the fan on. You're not thinking about, like, you know, the answer to life, the universe,
you're just
kind of
like, you know, you don't want to move.
Right. But it's a vicious cycle. Because if you use your air conditioner, right, so you're not stupid, right?
Yes.
You're going to make global warming worse, according to a new study.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, what do the tree huggers do in this situation, right?
I know.
It's like, on the one hand, you don't want to be, like, dying, you know, of heat and sluggish and dim-witted and, according to this article, stupid because you're too hot. But if you step into the air conditioning, now you're participating in the demise of the planet, which will, you know, burst into flames from global warming. So
there you go.
What's the answer?
What is one to do? Now, here, they're using global warming. If you read in the article, and by the way, they're all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Educate yourself, or edumacate yourself, however you'd call it if it's too hot to say educate. They actually acknowledge pollution in the argument instead of global warming, because there's no evidence to say it's definitively warming. In fact, there's arguments to show that it's cooling. But toxic poisons are issues that we could all get by and go, you know what, let's reduce that, right? But of course, if you cease all oil production now, we go into the Stone Age, and you don't eat, except those that know how to hunt or grow food and defend their food gardens from their neighbors who don't. Zombie apocalypse, anyone. If you really want to cut out all these so-called CO2 emissions from burning what they call fossil fuel. Folks, we got to clean up our liver at the very least. Clean up your water. Do the best to clean up the air in your house. And keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Faith, hope, and cancer coming up after the break. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.